Havana. So we're holding in the Drashat Ramban, Torah Hashem Tmima, page Kuf Mem Hei. And he's quoting now, V'arav Revi Moshe Evim B'Sefer Morei Nevuchim. The Rambam quotes in Sefer Morei Nevuchim, Ki Katuv B'Sefer Avodah Mitzrit Leshon She'etakti Kach. The Rambam quotes from some Egyptian work the following quote. Remember, what's the Rambam doing here? He's showing us the wholeness of the Torah. And he's illustrated how the Torah, even in its stories, teaches us philosophical concepts, teaches us proofs as to the evolvement of the world. And now he quotes that the Rambam in the Morei Nevuchim quotes from a work that Egyptian work says, Ki Avraham, that Avram, this ancient Egyptian work, not a Jewish work, this Egyptian work quotes that Avram Shenolad Bekuta was born in Kuta, maybe that's Crete, I don't know. Kshechalak al ha'am, when he argued with the nation, Ve'amar, and he said, Yesh po'el zulati ha'shemesh, there is a being that acts in this world other than the sun. Tanu alav tanot, so they argued with him. Ve'zichu b'chlal tanotehim, and part of their arguments were, Masha'anu ro'im mipulot ha'shemesh, we see how the sun functions b'mtziut olam ha'shafel, in our low world. We find that plants gravitate towards the sun. The sun gives us heat. The sun gives growth. So they claimed, how could you say the sun isn't God? Vehu ishiv, and he answered, Ki ha-shemesh, that the sun, kmo ha-galzen b'yad bokei ha-itzim, is like an axe in the hands of one who's cutting a tree. So you'll say the axe has power? No. The axe can, when one wields it correctly, has influence. It can cut. So too the sun. The sun does something, but it's being wielded by a being. It has nothing to do with killing. The idea is that the sun is not its own being. It's being wielded, just like the axe is being wielded by the person, so too the sun is being moved by God. And ultimately, what they say in this Egyptian work is, Ki ha-melech ha-shlich le-Avram be-bet ha-sol, that the king incarcerated Avram, put him in jail. V'nishal yamim rabim sham, mitvakech imem, and Avram remained in jail for many days, arguing with the people, till the king was scared that Avram would ruin his kingship, and that Avram will convince the king's sons to leave the faith, their faith, and the king banished Avram to the edge of the land of Canaan after the king had confiscated all of Avram's wealth. Maimonides, the Rambam, wrote all of this, that all of this is written, Katuv b'sefer avodat ha-mitzrit, that all of this is recorded in this Egyptian work. This Egyptian work describes how Avram argued with people and tried to convince them, and because he was a threat, so they banished him to Canaan. V'rabotenu zal hizkiru b'Baba Batra, and our sages mention this in Baba Basra, they say, Esar shanim nechbash Avram. Avram was incarcerated for 10 years. Shalosh b'kuta, 3 years he was in jail in Kuta, v'sheva b'kaldi, and 7 years in Kaldi. Ravdimi matni ipchen. Ravdimi says it was the other way. He had 7 years in Kuta and 3 years in Kaldi. Kol elu adorim botanayim im yudrim shepusum gadol viduim ba'olam meod. All of this, says the Ramban, were famous. Everyone knew it. En adam yachol lechazev b'em nene amim. No one could lie to the nations and say, this didn't happen. Everyone knew about Avram. Even the history books in Egypt, in the Rambam's time, were talking about Avram, not Jewish works. V'adam yodea be'emet, and a person knows in truth, ki emunat kol adam mi'balei ha'datot, that the faith of any religion, everyone knows, ki sefer breshit Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom katvo b'nevuah, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that work with prophecy. And this is where we're going to pick up Ezrat Hashem next week. Moshe's writing of Bereshis, and why Moshe doesn't begin the Torah with God said, etc. This is the work of Moshe, and this is God's work.